Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Congrats. You made it to Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen. No Heather Park today.
Nope. Vacation.
A little extended weekend. Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. We got the cookie jar coming up at 7:35. And John, with Tiger season ending and just the raw emotion of that Lions game, we spent a lot of time on a couple things, and we may have missed something big.
Yeah, and so I don't want this to devolve into, you know, the integrity issues that the NFL now has, the credibility issues that they have. But we may have missed maybe the easiest question of all. Should the NFL be able to look at every play, not just scoring plays? And so what frustrates me is the uneducated that say, oh, well, it was, you know, they're going to review all scoring plays. Yes, they review them for touchdowns, not for penalties, to see if it should count or not. Should they be involved? The eye in the sky doesn't lie, right? And we use that term in coaching parlance to be able to look and say, how did we make a mistake? Or, you know, what went well on this play? And you can't hide from it. Should the NFL be able to review every single play? And if the officials on the field miss a call, hey, they get buzzed down. Oh, there's a flag on that play. We had it for a little bit of time with pass interference. That went bye-bye because it just was ineffective and it slowed the game down. That's the issue that I have. Do I want them to get the penalties right all the time? Yes. But you're going to miss things from time to time. And then you throw into it the whole gambling aspect where, yes, there's human error baked into all of this stuff. And there always has been since the beginning of time when you have human officials that are officiating humans playing a game. So that's baked in, but do we need to make sure that every single play is officiated correctly? And then you get a buzz down from above that says, hey, you missed a call on this one. You need to go back and throw the flag.
Hey, on the backside of that play.
There was a high low, there was a holding. It was something, you know, illegal hands to the face by the defense.
Can I answer yes and no, but let me explain. I don't want every play to be put under a scrutiny. Microscope, yeah. And delayed. And here's what I'd like to do. I'd like coaches' challenges to extend two penalties. So you can pick and choose the two or three plays a game that you want them to review. And you got to make a call. Is this a big enough play? Was it egregious enough of a miss for me to ask the booth to buzz down on it? Because a big pass interference call can swing a game. A play where someone was clearly offsides that they missed should not be ignored. But I leave it on the coaches to find and strategize the couple times a game where they want it done. And if they're right, they keep their challenge. If the league keeps effing them, they get to keep challenging. But that would then mean we don't have to do it every play, and we also don't have to accept that human error is just going to bone our football team.
Does that include the final 2 minutes of the game? Because if I'm a coach and there's a scoring play in the final 2 minutes and I haven't used my challenges, I can't take them with me.
Right.
Throw the challenge flag. There was a penalty on that play.
And make them find a penalty.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, I've said this before too, and they may not be egregious, but You could literally call a penalty on almost every single play.
What if you made it so certain, like, we're not going to review for offensive holding, offensive line holding. Like, certain things are not, but certain penalties could be. Illegal formation, offsides, pass interference, things that would be pretty cut and dry. You were over the line. The Eagles tush push. You clearly went early. I want them to buzz down and get it right, because it's one thing to say we're bigger, faster, stronger. We can get away with it because we're dominant, but you can't cheat. So as a coach, it's a big fourth and goal, game on the line. The guard jumps on the tush push. Yellow flag on the field. Go get it right. We have the cameras. Go get it right. I wouldn't be mad at that. I'm mad what happened with the Lions because they broke this protocol. But if they changed the protocol and lied about it, but if they changed the protocol, I think you could do it in a way that does get more calls right.
Are you worried that it's going to slow the game down like the pass interference plays did?
I have a solution to that as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
I put a lot of thought into this, John. One of the great inventions we've had in sports in the last 50 years has been the pitch clock.
Right. Well, so we have a play clock already.
When the yellow flag hits the turf, 30 seconds on the clock. Go review it one time, two times, three times. And then what I need you to do, what's your best guess? You've watched it up close. No more deliberation. What's the best call you can make? And then the game plays on.
Does it work in reverse? I've been accused of holding many times, and I don't think any of them were legitimately...
You want to say I want to challenge that a penalty didn't happen?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be able to do both, right?
I suppose if you want to say that player was not offsides, that pass interference didn't happen. One more look at it.
See, that's where you start to get into the minutiae of every play. And I do like the fact that you only, maybe you do include it with the coach's challenge. But I just think that you get into the minutiae of all of that stuff, and then we start to lose the flow of the game. We start to lose what should naturally happen throughout the course of the game. Are officials going to miss calls? Yes. Yeah. It is going to happen. Do I think that, you know, Kansas City goes through a game and doesn't commit a penalty? Like we saw it, right? The hit on the block on Brian Branch was a penalty. It wasn't called. Now, would Dan Campbell use his flag on a play like that? Not at that time of the game, because they're already down. They weren't going to win at that point anyway. But I do think that there is a place for this. I think it all comes in the execution of it.
Yeah. I think there's a way to do it.
Maybe there is a pitch clock, but then is that, as soon as the red flag for...
It could be as soon as the ref puts his eyes in the lunchbox, you got 30 seconds. That's enough to see the replay at least twice, maybe a third time, and make a judgment call.
Well, I don't even think it's the refs on the field that should put, ones that are seeing. It should be in the booth. And hey, if that call does not come down within 30 seconds, play on. And they should be setting up to run another play. Like, so it's not just, the play clock starts at that point. No, it's you're ready to run another play.
I guess what I'm saying is to link it. If they change this rule and the Chiefs saw an illegal motion, challenge it and get the call right.
Because the onus isn't just then on, some obscure rule that, the officials, correct, how could they possibly know every single rule in the rule book? Maybe I do think they should, but
if they miss it, the coach has...
Then it's up to Andy Reid to say, wait a second here, that doesn't look right.
And then there's no bitching or complaining about it. The call was made because you're allowed to challenge the call, and the Lions ran an illegal play.
I don't think how that would... are under the assumption that now we are rerunning that Sunday night game with this new set of rules you have, I think the officials still do what they did. Like, I still think they converse a minute and 20 seconds later. That's the number that TJ put out there. And I think they overturn the touchdown on their own. I don't think it solves that problem.
Okay.
I don't like this at all. I think we're having short memories on having pass interference reviewed for one season. And they got rid of it. That is a pretty harsh reaction. The league hated it. Everybody knew it was a tough watch. It slowed down the game. Remember, this is supposed to be entertainment. And this game flow, three-hour windows, all those things apply. You don't want a four-hour game. And I just think it opens up the door. Like, if you put a 30-second clock on it, Jim, and they run out of time and they didn't get it right, well, isn't this that doesn't work for this. The goal is to get it right. you know, group of people.
Right. But I'm
so
trying to, I'm trying
now
to, thre-
you gotta
I'm
go to
trying
60 to, seconds.
I know. I'm trying to thread the needle though. I don't need 2 minute reviews.
But in the pass interference, that's why I brought up, well, if you could challenge that there was a penalty, then you should also be able to challenge that that was a flag that shouldn't have been thrown. And that's where it really got into an issue with pass interference, because the guys up in the booth didn't want to discredit the officials on the field. So
well,
it was
nonsense.
Rare that they were going to overturn. But that's what happened.
So what would you guys think is if something controversial or blatant happens in a game, New York comes in?
If they made that the rule, which currently you can't, right?
Right.
If they made that the rule, I would be okay with it because I want the call to be right.
So they can only come in on influential moments?
No. If something is just egregious and kind of got missed, or there's confusion with the officiating crew, and if this is right or wrong, that they step in. Less is more, obviously, on this.
Yeah, I mean, we want the game.
What if they stepped in New Orleans on that pass interference?
Right. I think everybody would agree that you want to get the call right.
So isn't this what the NHL does with Toronto?
Yes. To an extent, yes.
Why not apply it to the NFL?
Yeah. Again, if this was the rule, I wouldn't be against it. But yeah, again, it's the implementation, John. You can't do it haphazardly.
Yeah, and you're going to have to be able to do it both ways.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that there's going to be many calls that the official throws a flag on the field, and then you go back and look, and you'll be like, no, that wasn't really a penalty. But because a lot of the flags are at the judgment of the official on the field when it's happening in real time. And that's part of why the eye in the sky, when they had it for pass interference, didn't want to overturn the call on the field.
Couple ticket texts. I love replay assist being able to help with spots and catches, non-catches, things of that nature, but you can't have a sky judge calling penalties. So that's their line in the sand.
Yeah.
You should be able to challenge missed game-changing calls. Signed, Ray. So that is a vote for situationally getting the call right and challenging. For a city built on tough grit and blue collar, this is 5 days later and people are still talking about refs. Come on, this is sad for you guys. And this one says, we lost and we're still using one play to be reviewed as a cope for a loss. We lost. Time for the Bucks.
Yes, you are correct. But, I mean, again, I don't want it to devolve into the integrity of the NFL or the credibility of the NFL, because I think that's taken a hit, a major hit. What we're asking is, okay, we saw what happened on Sunday. The officials got it right. The process of getting there is not a part of the NFL rule system as it sits right now. So we're not questioning whether or not in this conversation, whether that was right or wrong. We're just saying, should they make it so that they can do that and get it right?
Yeah, again, we've talked about this enough, but people are in and out. They don't maybe know where we stand on this. Made it very clear. The Lions did not play well enough to win in Kansas City on Sunday night. That has been my position from the jump. The Lions didn't play well enough to win. The Chiefs punted one time in the game, scored on 5 of their 7 drives. The Lions found the end zone a grand total of one time in the second half. The Lions didn't play well enough to win. Second, the play the Lions ran on the opening drive to Jared Goff was run with an illegal motion. The Lions' play should not have counted. Pause, deep breath, final point. The league violated protocol by getting involved with it and then lied about it, which is a problem beyond the score of the game,
right,
beyond who won the game, beyond all of it. It's a thing that matters moving forward, that the league can play favorites, buzz down, break their protocols, and then try to cover it up. That should bother Chiefs fans, Lions fans, Bucks fans.
Well, it's not going to bother Chiefs fans because they're the ones that benefit from it mostly.
My point is it should bother football fans.
Yeah.
And if it didn't benefit the Chiefs this time, it could, in theory, hurt them in the future if the league suddenly finds someone else in their favor.
Right, yes, whenever Patrick Mahomes retires.
248-539-9797. If it came across as sour grapes, none of us are saying change the result of the game
No.
or that the Lions really won when you think about it or anything like that. But, John, I thought it was a good observation. It's a zoom out,
yeah,
big picture. Should the league have been allowed to do it? Moving forward in future seasons, should they amend the rule so that they can get something like that right without having to intervene and cover it up?
Because anytime there's a, hey, let's convene and throw the flag, now every time that happens, it's going to be, oh, as did the NFL buzz down?
Yeah, they've opened themselves up to that. We got Cookie Jar at 7:35. We'll get some of your thoughts. It's 97.1. All right, guys, if you're injured in a car accident, you need someone who cares about you. You need KG Law. Lawrence KG and KG Law, 877-KG-CARES, kgcares.com. If you or someone you care about is injured in a car accident, it's simple. You need someone who's going to give you that level of care to win. They specialize in car accidents. They're not going to settle for a low ball offer from the insurance company. The attention to detail that comes with someone who cares. Get my guy, Lawrence KG. That's K-A-J-Y, 877-KG-CARES, kgcares.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John, you had a question. People have answers.
Yeah.
Question was, hey, after what happened on Sunday night, and we all know what happened Sunday night, should the league change the policy moving forward so that New York can weigh in and get the call right, so that there isn't a controversy about intervention and lying and pool reporters?
Right. Or just the eye that's up in the booth, you know, the sky ref.
And I do think it's worth getting key calls correct, even if it means reviewing for a penalty. If a player was clearly offside, like the Philly tush push, let's say it's key play. The difference in winning and losing a game is that Philly tush push, and the guard clearly jumps a second early, and they miss it on the field. I'd love if the coach could challenge it, use the cameras up top, and get the call right.
All right, but so what institutes or what constitutes a key play? Because it could be an opening drive,
I leave it to the coach. The coach can challenge. It's his discretion. It's strategy. Yeah. If he thinks his team got screwed and it's clear and obvious and he wants it reviewed, he only gets a couple a game, right? It's roped into your current set of challenges.
Yeah.
And that way we don't have 100 reviews and 100 minutes of replay. It's only when the coach deems it necessary and he keeps his challenge if he's right.
I go back to the call on the field. Should be the call in the field. They're going to get some right. They're going to get some wrong. I get it. I don't like replay in any way, shape, or form. And so that's always been my stance. And so just to add another one to it, like this is part of why I didn't like it to begin with, because now all of a sudden we're going to be, well, we have the technology, so let's just go ahead and do it. It's just, it's always that next step. Eventually, why even have officials on the field? You could just have them up in the booth replaying all those different calls and say, yep, penalty.
But isn't
penalty.
That what we're doing in baseball? We're slowly pushing the umps out with the robo strike zone. Don't we just want to get the calls right?
Which is why I am against replay.
I am for expedited, timely replay, which may feel like an oxymoron to you and me and everybody who watches these games, but I'd put a pitch clock on the replay. Let's go, boys. You see it once, you see it twice, maybe a third time, and ready, break. What's the call? Don't waste everybody's time. If it's clear and obvious, they'll make the switch.
Yeah, but if the point is to just make sure they get it right, then why put a time limit on them? They may need an extra camera angle.
I gotcha. I get your point.
No, I mean, so it's just that slippery slope.
Where do you guys stand? 248-539-9797. John in Kalamazoo, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was, I'm on the side of not reviewing penalties. Mm-hmm. I personally think that we should go the other way. If it's not blatantly 100% obvious the first time you look at it, that's a penalty, there should be no penalty. If you have to huddle up and talk about it, well, maybe this, maybe that, you should let it go. They always say that you can call holding on every play in football.
Yeah, well, offense or defense, sure.
Right. And so where does this lead us to, all of a sudden a team picks up a key first down, right, to maybe ice the game like the Lions do when they go for it on fourth sometimes to hold the ball. And the other team goes, you know what, I bet you if they look hard enough, they'll find a holding on that play.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there's a can of worms. Maybe you make it so certain penalties can't be reviewable. But things like offsides, right, illegal formation, illegal motion, stuff that we can definitively say would have been a penalty.
If it's that blatant, you'd think you would be able to see it while it happens. Now, this is an obscure rule that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But if it's just, when you have the tush push, and you slow it down and you go frame by frame and you go, oh, that guard went before the ball was snapped. Well, if you watch it at real time, which the officials are doing, and even people in the stands are going, man, it's hard to stop. But then you slow it down frame by frame, you can see it, but you can't see it in real time.
Texter says, I'm with John. Everything looks like a penalty when it's slowed down. Just call it how it looked in real time. Move on. Deal with the mistakes.
Yep.
Clear and obvious would suggest that if you take a quick look, you'd know it. How clear is clear and obvious? What if it takes 5 to 6 looks?
Right. That's the slippery slope.
I like the idea of a sky judge, but instead of having an on-field ref go to the lunchbox, just have 3 sky judges, majority rule, make a quick decision.
And so you're just going to be standing around, and then the official reaches in and pulls out the yellow flag and throws it. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't think it's going to play well. I don't think the court of public opinion is going to like that either.
Are they
going to
have the judges on the side and they'll have like a check mark or an X?
Yeah,
like a medical
item? Yeah, you got to hit the red button.
The Simon judge that's always in favor of
penalty.
You know, yeah, exactly. Ticket Texter says, terrible idea. We don't need more challenges. Just joined in. Sounds like Costa's talking about the ultimate or extreme challenge from the original XFL where you can challenge anything like offsides on the tush push.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd that go for him?
Guys, you're normally my favorite show on the station, and I can't stand Valeni, but your take on Sunday's game is egregious. Why can't you admit the Chiefs didn't play a flawless game and that the script writers were on it? That the fix was in. Zero penalties, zero penalties, zero penalties, and he adds one more for good measure, zero penalties.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I'm feeling about it.
You feel like...
I agree.
Okay, so I don't think the refs decided the game. I think the refs made mistakes in the game.
Well, yeah. I don't think that any ref, I don't think any player, I don't think any coach, I don't think anybody on the field has ever played a perfect game or called a perfect game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's a script for zero flags, but zero flags is BS. I think I'm kind of in the Doug Karsh world where there's subconscious favoritism to the Chiefs.
I, for one, am welcoming our lizard people overlords.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Kev, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good morning, Kevin.
Anyway, Hey, thanks, John. To your point, and you know, you played. Okay, it's to the flow of the game. And the question is if the NFL was all proud, basically from New York, they should have admitted that they made the call. So that brings into question that, you know, that they knew they were making a mistake and they knew they shouldn't have been doing that. That's why the fans. So if you go look at this play this past Sunday night, then you look at what happened in Dallas with the 2-point conversion. Then you look at what happened with Eric Ebron. Then you look at like you said, the Kansas City Chiefs. And that when Kelce actually used the ground to retain the ball. I mean, you can go on and on and on. It's sure, the officials on the field should be the ones making the call because it's human error. And that's part of the game.
Yep.
So if the fans basically, let's face it, they have no – I'm a Lions fan for over 50 years, and I've seen them get raked over the coals. I don't know how many different ways over the years. They've never been to the Super Bowl. And they're the fifth oldest franchise in the National Football League. And to me, it's absolutely sad. It really is sad that we have to be sitting there talking about this.
Yeah.
Because I'll say one more thing. You know, these are kids on the field, basically, to me. They're all kids. And let's face it, if you're on the field and you're playing this game and you have overturned 90 seconds after the play is over, you know, they thought they had a touchdown. And the thing is, that was a statement. And would you admit, John, since you played, that the game is emotional?
Oh yeah, there's no question the game is emotional. Yeah, but in regards to, and I do think that this play had an impact on the game. You also have to be able to overcome things that don't go your way. It's the same as throwing an interception or having a turnover. Like, hey, those are momentum killers, and they are hard to overcome. But as adults, you have to be able to overcome those. And I mean, some of them, I could classify them as kids. If you get a guy that comes out of a school after 3 years and he's 20 and you're starting to really stretch the kid moniker. But when I was playing at 33, I was not a kid.
You got grown men with mortgages and children.
Yeah.
They're not kids. Everything else we can discuss there. I thought Dan Campbell was great on this all week. After the game, he said, it did not cost us the game.
Yeah.
Because as a coach, you do not have that mentality that it cost you the game. The officials didn't hold the Lions to 7 points in the second half. So I love that Dan Campbell said it had no bearing on the game. But I also love that Dan Campbell took accountability for the play design.
Yeah.
And I love that Dan Campbell, to us, acknowledged the issue with officiating, where they violated protocol and a ref told him New York weighed right in on a play they're not allowed to, and then we knew they lied after the game. I think that's the total story.
Yeah.
We got the cookie jar next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Fair or foul, moving up to better seats at a sporting event or concert?
Oh, I think it's fair. I mean, if and as long as you're, yeah, hey, somebody comes and sits in those seats, hey, those are my seats, hey, no problem. You know, then you move on and try and find some better ones. I don't have any issue with that. In fact, I actually have a situation at a concert where Lisa and I were at a Luke Combs concert, and she wanted to go down on the floor. So we timed it out to where, you know, you're down at Ford Field and you get to the entrance of being able to be on the floor, and you time it out so there's kind of a group of people and you just kind of work yourself into that group of people and find your way down. Well,
you, Mr. Rule Follower?
Well, I think it may have been the uncomfortable look on my face that gave me away. It could also be the 6'7" frame that gave me away. Lisa goes down and she is out the gate. She's actually already jumping around with the crowd. And then she looks back as Ford Field staff is questioning me. Let me see your ticket. Where's your wristband? I'm like,
it's the bouncer effect. Women get in and men don't.
Yeah, well, that too. Yes. Yes.
It is fair to explore boundaries. It is also fair to have boundaries set
imposed
and enforced upon you.
Yes.
I'm just curious, would anybody on this show tell John Jansen to get out of their seat? Like, there are people in the world that would not because of your size. Seriously. Yeah. Anyways.
We'll go find our other seats.
It's fair within reason. You judge the attendance, especially like a sporting event. And, you know, if you're at a playoff game, you've got to think, all right, this is sold out. So you got to be smart. Maybe sit in your seats for a little while and kind of examine but you can do it.
Yeah, I think after about a quarter or in a baseball game, once you get to about the third, if you're looking, going, hey, they're not in their seats, I think it's fair game. And of course, if you get called out, you got to leave.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're showing up.
Yeah.
They don't play quarters in baseball games, Jim.
That's why I clarified. Name a random Detroit sports athlete.
So I'm going to go with an 84 Tiger, Rusty Kuntz. I don't know why he always comes to mind. I just think.
Oh, I know why.
It's just that random sports athlete that comes to mind.
George Lombard.
Tom?
Joseph Fourier.
Oh, wow. Touchdown dances?
He had 7 touchdowns that 1 year, and then he had 1 other touchdown the rest of his career, and he vanished.
Christian's brother?
Yes.
Brett Lebda. Total forgotten Red Wing defenseman. Unremarkable in every way.
Okay. Why'd you pick this one?
I don't know. Just something goofy. How many chicken tenders should be in a tenders basket?
So the question is, are you ordering off the adult menu?
Adults.
Or the kids menu?
Adults.
All right. Adult menu, it should be, okay, size matters. How big are the chicken tenders? But
they're tenders. They're good length. They're not bites or nuggets.
Right. Yeah. That's why I said, yeah. I think it should be 8 tenders.
8?
Yes.
8?
8. Yes.
Wow.
8 tenders with appropriate dipping sauce to go along with it. And don't charge me for another, you know, dipping sauce. 8 tenders with a nice bunch of fries to go along with it.
I would argue that 8 only exists on an app menu.
Where have you ever had a restaurant? 5? 5 is my number. Where have you ever had more than 5? 8 is ridiculous.
Well, that's why I said it should be 8. You asked me the question. I gave you my answer. And now you're going to chastise me for it?
Should, to me, implies minimum. Minimum is 5. 6 is also a good number, but it should be at least 5.
It should be 6 because it was always 6 until restaurants started getting cheaper with us and making us pay more and downsizing their menus. It was universally 6 10 years ago.
Hey, you go to a Red Wing game, guess how many you're going to get?
3.
Yeah.
Three
so it used to be 6, so it's not that big of a stretch to say 8.
3 has kind of become the norm. It should be 5. John's greedy and wants 8. Who doesn't want more?
Right. Yeah.
What's the best noodle shape?
Ooh, this one took some research because there are some great noodle shapes, whether it's the curly or it's the shell or it's the elbow or what. My favorite, gnocchi.
Oh.
I love gnocchi. And it's one of those things where, especially if you let it sit for a little while and it kind of starts to really start to soak in the juices. It's the one of the only pastas that I think really absorbs what it's cooked in. And it could be butter with a little sprinkle of Parmesan on there. Could have a little garlic sauce. It could be a bolognese version where you get a little meat sauce in there.
Don't find this often, and I don't typically buy these noodles because I just can't find them. I love Radiator.
Okay. I don't know what
cool.
that is.
Right. No.
I was just saying, can you describe the noodle?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it looks like almost like a beehive or a bee comb.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you usually get medium shells. Those are really good for tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah.
So for presentation, I think like farfalle, isn't that what it's pronounced?
No, the bow ties.
Yeah, the bow ties. Yeah. It look the best, but they slide all over the place. You can't.
It's hard to stick them.
You can't fork them.
Yeah. You need some good forkable pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I almost went with the bow tie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the same thing. Bow ties is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's not the official name.
Oh, see,
name.
I disagree. I think you can totally fork a bow tie pasta.
It slide all over. It's sloppy. All right. No, but a sneaky one is orzo. It's really good, like when you put like vegetables with like zucchini or squash, onions, green peppers.
If you got to put vegetables
some oil and stuff. But I know this is plain Jane here, but if you're just talking spaghetti, I like thin spaghetti.
Like an angel hair?
Yeah.
See, I like an angel hair. I think with a lighter sauce, an angel hair is great. Now, if you do a heartier sauce, you do rigatoni.
You need a meatier noodle?
Yeah. Okay. So rigatoni's my answer. Besides candy, does Halloween have a signature food?
So I don't know that there's necessarily a signature food, and this is obviously not something that you put in a trick-or-treat basket, but I do, when I think of Halloween, I think bobbing for apples. I think candied apples, caramel apples. So I would say, you know, different forms of apples is kind of the, you know, you go to a Halloween party and you got the bobbing for apples sort of deal and you dunk somebody's head in there and
Caramel apple? You don't think there's any Halloween food?
Caramel.
Nope.
It's funny how we interpret these because I never thought of those things. I thought about what do you eat before you go trick or treating?
Okay.
And so the two standbys that my mom always did back in the day, it's easy. It's the crock pot early in the day. It's either chili or sloppy joes. You can just go grab it, eat it quick. It's there when the kids got out of school. They can put on their costumes and all that. Or you go pizza.
Yeah. Or you can, you could leave it in the crock pot and eat it at halftime of trick-or-treating or when the game is over.
There's no halftime at trick-or-treating. It's a race for 2 hours
with
the pillowcase and trying to fill it the whole way.
Last one. Wait, Greg, you said there is none?
There's none.
Okay, good.
Okay.
F, Mary, Kill, 3 Halloween candies. This week, you got to pick between Starburst, M&M's, and Snickers.
So for this one, I think this is depending on the time of life that you're in. At one point, I would have said I would have married Starburst because I loved them. Now I look at it as what is in that Starburst? It's just it's goo with the square shape. And what am I putting in my body at that point? So
sticks to our old teeth.
Yeah, I'm gonna F some Snickers. I'll marry the M&Ms, and I'll kill the Starburst. Damn. I don't think in my life I'll ever have another Starburst because I just don't know what it is.
What? Okay.
F M&Ms, marry Snickers, kill Starburst.
Okay.
I will marry M&Ms. Again, I like chocolate and that kind of candy over the sweetie other candies. You know, Starburst, I'm going to kill. It's just I'll have one more and then I'll kill it.
Yeah.
I'm going
to. That means you
No.
Yeah, you got to.
Starburst is the F. The kill is Snickers. Like, I don't like nuts in my candy.
Oh. All right, genius.
Me just saying nuts, and then you have that one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nuts, balls, nuts.
F Starburst, because it is like you have too many of them. You get that like aftertaste, that artificial flavoring. So it'd be like a short thing, a one-time deal.
Oh, wow.
F Starburst.
Okay. Yeah. You want a little short? little
burst.
Instant pleasure? Yeah, a little burst. Yeah.
For Starburst. Yeah. I would marry M&M's.
Okay.
And I would kill Snickers.
Did we all marry M&M's?
No, Greg killed him, I think.
No. You married Snickers.
Yeah, I after okay. M&M's.
Okay.
He likes nuts.
And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1. Good morning. Happy Friday. 8 o'clock. We're going to get into a Michigan State question. We'll get the picks. We did open the show with some Scoobal news. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind. Pretty cavernous gap between the two sides, according to John Heyman in the New York Post. We'll revisit that a little later, but if you're itching and you just got to hear about it, you can use the Odyssey app and Rewind. Go back to the start of the show. Mm-hmm. John, we got ticket text on the cookie jar.
All right.
Is a Jell-O shot considered food, Roy in Clarkston?
Yeah. You partake of it.
Mm-hmm. Pizza should be the answer for Halloween food. I work in a large pizza chain, corporate office. Halloween is the biggest sales day, even more than the Super Bowl. Alex in Highland.
Wow. I could see that. Nobody wants to sit there and cook. If you're getting ready, getting the kids ready, getting the costumes on, and, oh, I got to cook dinner too. Now let's just order pizza.
Halloween is one of the busiest times of the year for pizza places, from an unnamed texter. A vote for chili or stew. Those are classic fall foods.
Sure.
John, you're wrong. Gnocchi is not pasta. It's potato and eggs with a little flour. And another question says, should we consider this a noodle? From my Italian heritage, I've known gnocchi to be a type of dumpling. What's your backup noodle, John?
No, it's part of pasta. It's you Google it and it says pasta. I'll fight you on it.
Internet's always right.
I believe everything I read.
Third one, gnocchi's not pasta. Or not, it's not, it's a potato, not a noodle. But it still may be a pasta. Maybe that's the like catch-all. How did I phrase the question?
I don't know. What's your question?
I'll go back and look at it.
Greatest pasta shape?
Best noodle shape.
Whatever.
Ticket text says, now I see why Valeni calls you a fake Italian. What did I say that was fake Italian? What's wrong with the rigatoni noodle?
You should know if this gnocchi thing is right or wrong.
Oh, I should have called it out right away.
No, you should have the heritage in your background to know what true noodles are and aren't. Mike would know.
And he'd tell you all about it.
He'll tell you from 2 to 6. Oh, Jansen guy.
He thinks gnocchi's a noodle.
John is not being greedy. I want 8 tenders too with a basket of fries and an adequate amount of dipping sauce.
Thank you.
John is ordering off the man menu. 5 or 6 is the magic number. Your guy's reaction to John is hilarious.
The man you.
Yes, that's right. American food.
8 tenders? John needs a 6-7 menu.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, so that whole 6-7 thing, my kids go nuts every time it comes up. And as soon as somebody asks, because they ask me nearly every game that I'm at for the Michigan game, it's like, you know, I don't know, I run into some random fan and they're like, hey, how tall are you? And I'll tell them 6'7". And my kids are standing behind me doing the whole, you know, hands up and down, 6'7", 6'7". Dad said 6'7" again.
So the Wings had a 6'7" cam at their last game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, where everyone's doing the little bobbling dance. It's a thing.
It is. Yes, it is.
8 is insane, John. 9 is $20 at LJS.
What's LJS?
Long John Silver.
Oh.
They're still around.
My goodness.
They're still around.
I have not been to a Long John Silver in decades.
Same.
I knew at one time there was still one in Taylor. I don't know if it's there. I haven't been in that area in a while.
Last time I was at a Long John Silver's was when I was commuting back from Washington to Detroit, and there was one in Morgantown. Random. But yeah, I would always stop at the Long John Silver in Morgantown, West Virginia.
So John, I'll create an example here. Buffalo Wild Wings, they have tenders on their menu. They give you 5 and then you get fries with it. Would you order 2?
I would not there because I think they charge way too much for all their food.
I didn't mean to go there with it, but
well, but I mean, that's the thing. I think you should be able to get good value, and I just don't think you get it there. So
well, everybody's up though right now.
All these restaurants,
oh, sure.
It's absurd. Yeah. Like yeah. Arby's, I got three tenders a few weeks ago. Just needed kind of a quick hitter, not a full meal.
Yeah,
and I got three tenders, and it was like six something.
Yeah.
Like that is.
Oh, yeah, but you go there, you get. I mean, so first of all, I wouldn't order it there. I would get bone-in wings.
Yeah.
And I mean, by the time you order the bone-in wings and a drink, it's $20. Are you kidding me?
Few more texts around out the hour, and we can knock out some phone calls too if you guys have thoughts. Actually, if you Google gnocchi, it's a pasta. Or it's not a pasta, it's a dumpling. Come on, John.
Stop it.
And this one says, when I Googled John Jansen, it says Neanderthal.
There we go. Believe everything you read.
The internet's never wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's either it either comes up two things, Neanderthal or meathead. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Texas,
the noise just comes out over your speakers.
Tech says that the offer for Scooble was from last year. Guys, it really doesn't matter. That's a huge gap to make up in a year's time. For those that missed the $250 million gap.
Oh, that's the offensive offer from last year?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was last year. If that's the offer from last year, then...
Are you bridging a $250 million gap?
It's years. That's what they're talking about. That's what they're arguing about is the length of the contract.
It's a length issue.
Yes. It is. Kind of always is.
Tends to go that way.
Yeah.
Look, you're going to find yourself in this fork in the road moment where if Scott Harris doesn't believe in a Scooble window, i.e. doesn't believe in going all in while you have Tarek Scooble, this offseason's not going to be one where they supercharge the roster aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
And Boris is not someone who's going to settle. They're going to want the richest deal possible. And if they're that far apart, yeah, a huge part of it is number of years. If the Tigers aren't willing to give up that number of years, they're going to lose him for nothing. Nothing. And again...
Well, and for nothing if they don't go all in. If they lose him for a World Series, then okay.
Well, then it's more than something, yeah. But you'd have to tell me, hey, we're going to offer Scooble a lot of money, and if he says no, we're going to put that money into our baseball team in the form of two legitimate bats, and we're going to try to chase a World Series with Scooble. If you're doing it, I understand rolling the dice with Scooble. But the public comments from the organization don't support that they're going to go break the bank and win multiple bids for multiple high-impact bats. So they're going to be put to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to trade your number one pitcher. John, no. I'd rather they paid him, but it might be that he is not open to the type of deal, like any type of deal, until he hits true free agency when the Dodgers and Mets can bid on him.
Right. And I mean, if he is just dead set on, I'm not going to agree to anything the Tigers offer right now because I want to get to free agency, then the Tigers' backs are against the wall knowing that we're going to have to compete next year with every single team, and I say every single team, with a handful of teams.
The heavy hitters.
Yeah, and I just don't think they should.
Yeah, and look, there's people who are soured on Scooble because of...
The seventh inning.
He didn't go off for the seventh inning, and then I know you watched Max Scherzer last night fight
to stay in the game.
Yeah. Once upon a time, though, Scherzer ran out of gas in Detroit, and once upon a time, Detroit let him walk, and he went on to win two Cy Youngs in a World Series and pitch his ass off for most of a decade.
I would have preferred, as I'm sitting there, not knowing that's going to go 15 innings, I would have preferred to sit there and go, yeah, that seventh inning, Scooble ran out of gas, versus
wondering
what we're living with now. Yeah.
This is what Scooble wants. You hire Scott Boras. This isn't like he's a victim in all of this and his agents playing pulling the puppet strings. Scooble hired Boris for this reason. Wants to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Gap $250 million. Heyman with the report in the New York Post. All right, 8 o'clock hour. Question about Michigan State fans and their emotional state. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where
data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.